here at CNA, we have been asking viewers some questions on what is arguably a high-stakes election. Now, this one was submitted to us via Instagram. How does the Electoral College work? It's a really good question. And do Americans actually get to pick their president? Our Look Wei Su can answer that question, and she's been looking at the Electoral College and how U.S. presidents are elected.
In U.S. elections, even if a candidate wins the popular vote, they might still not win the presidency. That has happened four times in history, twice this century. In the 2000 presidential poll, Democratic Party flag bearer Al Gore got 500,000 more votes than his Republican rival, George W. Bush. But Mr. Gore ended up losing. In 2016, Hillary Clinton won 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. She lost as well. The reason? The U.S. Electoral College. America's so-called founding fathers set it up in 1787, a compromise between those who wanted Congress to elect the president and those who backed the full power of a popular vote. It was also a balancing act between the more populous North and the more slave-reliant South. The founding fathers assigned a certain number of electoral votes to each state, and this has remained largely unchanged. So when Americans cast their ballots, they are not, in fact, choosing a candidate, but are instead voting for the way in which their state electors will vote. And in most states, that's 48 of them, the winner of the popular vote takes all of that state's electors. Maine and Nebraska allocate two electoral college votes to their popular vote winner, and then one electoral vote to the popular vote winner in each congressional district. That's two for Maine and three for Nebraska. Countrywide, the Electoral College consists of 538 electors. It adds up to one for each member of Congress, plus three for the District of Columbia. Each state is then allotted a certain number of electors dependent on the population. Now, California is the most populous state. It has 54 electors for its roughly 39 million residents. Wyoming is the least populous state. It has three electors for its roughly 600,000 people. This means one electoral delegate in California essentially representing more than three times the population than one delegate would in Wyoming. So voters in Wyoming, in effect, hold far more influence. Opponents of the Electoral College system say it leads to candidates focusing their campaigning disproportionately on just a few so-called swing states, such as Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. In fact, the path to the White House for both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris runs directly through these states, and both have been spending a lot of time there. In 2016, Trump grabbed all three and won the White House. In 2020, Joe Biden flipped them blue, beating Mr. Trump. Oh, it's these states, along with Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada, and Arizona, that will ultimately decide the outcome of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. The magic number to remember is 270. That is the minimum number of electoral votes required to elect the president.